Welcome back to the Unraveled podcast. My name is Nina.
And my name is Alina.
And today, I think I wanted to talk a little bit about renting versus owning. You know, that big, taboo subject that everyone is debating all the time. What's worth it? What's your opinion on generally renting versus owning?
So, you know, it's funny. I've always believed, like, since I've been a realtor, I've always believed that homeownership is always the best option. Like, never rent if you can. And it's interesting because I've, over the last like several years, I've seen a lot of social media topics and conversations in regards to homeownership versus renting. And it's been interesting because, again, my mindset's always been like, buy a house, never rent if you can. And I'm immediately hopping on those podcasts and social media posts about them because I want to hear what other people's opinions are. And the more that I've listened to them and kind of heard of people's perspective, it's made me realize that depending on the city that you live in and the area that you're in and the market that you're in, renting may be the best option for you. Like New York, like where you couldn't buy a house. Oh, you couldn't buy a house for under what, 600,000. And the cost of living is so high there that most people don't make enough money to be able to afford a $600,000 house. They may make enough money to rent a one bedroom, $1,000 a month apartment. I don't think there's anything like that that exists in New York, but I'm just, you know, just throwing an example out there. But for homeownership in New York, it may not be a possibility for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Also for someone who needs a consistent monthly figures like rent's never going to go up. Like, I mean, it's going to go up every year, most likely for renewal.
Well, at least you know that year.
Yes. But at least you know that year, your rent's not going to change. With home ownership, your mortgage can change because of taxes and insurance.
And also, even if your mortgage doesn't change, what if your HVAC goes out? What if you have a leak in the roof? All these, you know, maintenance items that people maybe don't think about when they're buying a home.
Correct. And that you can't even afford. Like a first-time home buyer, a lot of the times you're only thinking about like, oh, this is what I need to get to the closing table. This is what I need to buy the house in terms of your down payment and your closing costs. But realistically, like you should have a good, you know, $30,000, $40,000 saved in the bank, especially for a, you know, 15-year-old home whose HVAC may be going out and that may need a new roof in a couple years.
Yeah.
I think those are a lot of things that maybe other realtors don't think of as well, who immediately say that, hey, homeownership is the best option when sometimes it's not. And I think as a realtor, we always think that it is because we're in the real estate industry, but realistically, it may not be the best fit for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, even so, if you think about the idea of, let's say there's certain places, maybe it's LA, New York, Chicago, wherever you live, to where the cost of homes are so high, it's unaffordable. You know, even if someone has a great salary, it's still unaffordable. Well, thinking about it differently, maybe they need to rent, but they're investing in purchasing property in another state
where
the homes are more affordable. You know, so then you're going to be a homeowner, but also a renter at the same time because that property is cash flowing. So there's different ways to view it. You know, I think
it's a very good point.
For a long time, maybe the American dream is homeownership. And I still believe that homeownership is excellent. Obviously, you know, we work in this every day, but for people to just be marketed to that you need to get married, buy your forever home, spend a lot of money. It needs to be impressive to everyone. Have a family, live happily ever after. That's not practical to the economy that we live in today. And understanding that there's other choices that people are making that are helping them not only be successful, but push them forward financially. Because if someone buys a home that they really can't afford, takes on all that debt, becomes house poor, inevitably, there's only a few things that happen, you know? And so I don't think renting is bad. I think it's a case-by-case basis.
Agreed.
You have to look at your scenario. You have to look at the different options. I was talking about this to someone today. When you have so many options, you just need to lay them out, pros and cons, make a list, depending on what's most beneficial to you and what's most important.
Sure.
And so when it comes to renting versus home ownership, you know, I mean, if you can find a great deal, if it makes more sense for you to own versus rent, if you know you're going to be in a location for a certain amount of time, then home ownership is a great idea. But again, can you get appreciation or are you overpaying for the house to where it's going to take you 10 years?
Sure.
You know, so.
I definitely agree with that. And I even agree with your point about like renting can be for some people. And I think renting is a great a stepping stone, especially if you're trying, if you're, you know, I think renting or even living with your parents is a great stepping stone, as you're trying
to. Up until a certain age.
Yes, though. Correct, correct. but I think it's a great initial stepping stone, especially if you're, if you are capable, like if you live in Georgia, I feel like Georgia's cost of living and the prices of things actually match up a lot better than some states like New York or, or up north where they don't match up very well. But I think renting is a great, you know, stepping stone in order to, and I think actually I think renting way under your budget, especially since you know it's not going to be your forever place, is even better because in that way you're saving up those extra funds to be able to purchase a home when you get to that point.
And then when you're looking to purchase a home, you need to be realistic about what you can afford. Correct. Because you have to remember there's going to be cost. There's going to be things that come up that you don't expect. Things always cost more than you think they do. Things always take longer than you think they do. But I think whether it's movies or social media or family peer pressure, you want to just have this impressive. You want to impress other people. It's all about impressing. Mm-hmm. And that's fine to a certain extent. But if it's to your own detriment and then your family is suffering or you're suffering financially, but everyone, you know, on the outside looks good, but the inside is crumbling, I don't think it's worth it. You know, buying the worst house in the best neighborhood where you can get appreciation. Asking your lender, hey, I qualify for $700,000, but the payment I'm comfortable with is a $350,000 house. That's going to be the smarter decision. I remember the first house that I purchased, it was not. It was this rundown little property. Mm-hmm. Great area, but no one was impressed. They were almost embarrassed by it. I was not embarrassed because it has more than quadrupled in value since I purchased it. So it really just depends. I could have bought a house that I'd still be paying off for, you know, the next 30 years.
Sure.
It's not making me any money. It's costing me money each month. Or and just thinking about it differently. So there's renting and there's homeownership. And under both categories, there's different strategies you can do. I encourage people to look at renting versus owning and how you do that as a business decision.
Sure.
What's going to make you the most money in the long term? What's going to save you the most time, add the most convenience to your life.
Yeah. And also save you the most money in the long 100%. Term as well. Yeah. Yeah. I know we've talked before about like, sometimes your first home isn't going to be your forever home and I'm dealing, I don't often work with a lot of first time home buyers, but I had an opportunity to, this past month and we just went under contract on a house. But when we were looking during that time, I told her, cause there were some things that she wanted and I had to be very frank with her. I was like, hey, just so you're aware, you're probably only going to be in this home between a year and 5 years as your first time home, because your needs and your preferences are going to change as you go along. And also you're probably going to expand your family and this first home that you have may no longer work for you. And she was very understanding of that. But when I told her that, her switch clicked that, hey, the things that I'm wanting right now probably are going to change. So she changed her criteria a little bit to fit what she needs over these next couple of years.
Yeah.
And versus trying to purchase something that's going to be more extravagant and expensive and and way above her means. Cause she qualified for, I think $50,000 more than we were looking at, but I had also had a conversation with her and say, hey, you might've qualified for this amount, but let's figure out what your payments are here versus here and make sure you're comfortable with that. Because keep in mind, they're also going to adjust over the years and you need to be at a comfortable spot where you can handle that adjustment over the next couple of years.
Yeah. And the thing is, I think the strongest, smartest thing someone can do, whether they're renting or buying, is to make their now decisions with the next 5 to 10 years in mind. What that's going to look like, where you're going to be. Just don't just make snap short decisions that feel good in the moment or that are impressive to other people, but really thinking, what are the consequences of the choices I'm making right now? Mm. How is that going to affect my future and my finances? If people thought about it that way more,
bad decisions.
Yes. I mean, it's not fun or sexy to think about it that way. It's, you have to kind of have a little bit of maturity to think, okay, I want this now, but is that the best choice for me?
Sure.
How do we make decisions that will benefit you down the road?
Mm-hmm. I agree. I definitely agree.
So, well, what do you say if someone comes up to you and asks you, should we rent or should we buy? Or should we buy? We're waiting for the rates to go down. Should we rent first? Because I get that question all the time.
I don't. So I'm gonna ask you, what would you say?
I was trying to get answers from you. No. I mean, it's situational. But then I try to find out how much you're planning to spend on rent, where they want to live, you know, what makes the most sense. To be honest with you, I don't give them an answer. Usually I help them walk through
what makes sense for them.
What makes sense. I just ask questions and they tell me, okay, this is what we have saved for a down payment. This is the type of house we need to rent. This is, okay, well, if that's the case, this is what it's going to cost you. The thing about renting is if your toilet goes out, if your power goes out, if the roof caves in, hopefully that doesn't happen, but that's not your expense. Mm-hmm. That's the expense of the landlord. So generally you have a fixed rate until the rent increases every year or 3 years, however your landlord does it. So that is something, if there's someone who wants that consistency and knowing that, hey, we're not going to have any crazy expenses, then, you know, but then you could also look at that when it comes to buying a home. If you get a home for such a great deal, then it's the same difference. So it really just depends.
I agree. It depends on your financial situation and what you can handle and what you can't handle. I agree.
Yeah. I
agree.
I mean, before I was a homeowner, I rented for many years. So you see both sides of it. It's very convenient to rent. Mm-hmm. It's almost just like a no-brainer. You know, it's kind of...
It's easy.
It is. It's kind of just college life.
Mm-hmm. Even if and don't get me wrong, like I've only owned my home for 2 years and I loved renting, loved it, but I didn't like my money going out the window either.
Yeah.
And my monthly expenses have doubled being a homeowner, and I expected that to happen, but I think there's certainly pros and cons to renting and homeownership in general, but also yes, I'm paying double in expenses between my mortgage and my utilities, but also like I also have equity in my home in the 2 years that I've owned it. So I've already kind of made that money back up with my home ownership.
Yeah.
So I certainly do think it really just depends on your financial situation and kind of what your plans are. And some people genuinely like renting. Some people don't ever want to be a homeowner, and that's totally fine. Like, don't let society pressure you into thinking you have to own a home. Yeah. At the end of the day, like if you enjoy renting and you enjoy someone else taking care of your maintenance, then rent. But there are also homeownership options for the same thing, like an HOA community. Like the house that I have is a HOA community, because I always said previously, even as a realtor, I was like, I kind of like renting because I don't have to do any maintenance, I don't have to take care of a lawn, I don't have to take care of my lawn, whatever. But the reality is there's communities where you don't have to. You could live in a condo that's similar to an apartment style and still not have any of those responsibilities or maintenance, but you are paying for them within your, either paying for them separately or paying for them within your mortgage.
Yeah.
But there's certainly other options for homeownership that's similar to renting if you still want to be a homeowner, but don't want to deal with like some of the homeownership tasks, like cutting your grass.
Yeah. I tell people across the board, whether you're a renter or a homeowner that you live in, the home that you own, real estate is an excellent investment. So if someone doesn't want to live in a home that they own, they want to rent, I still encourage them to consider investing in real estate, whether it's in the city they live in or another city or another state, because the return on your investment, number one, with inflation, it's at the very least keeping your investment stable, but typically over the years we see it's growing.
Sure.
You know, so you can grow your money, you can make passive income. There's a colleague of mine where she bought a property, it was a duplex, lives in one side, rents out the other.
Oh, yeah.
Again, it's not necessarily, ooh, come look at my 7,000 square foot mansion. But that is a very smart financial decision.
And it's her first home. Like, who cares? It makes sense financially for her than trying to be flashy and show people what you have.
Because I've seen it time and time again. You know, someone who lives on one side of a duplex and they're cash flowing and covering all their cost of living practically versus someone that owns a 5,000 square foot home and has $10,000 in the bank and is about to go to foreclosure.
Yeah.
It means nothing unless the actual underlying finances are solid.
And like you said, I think it has to be a decision for you that makes sense than what makes sense for maybe other people. Because your version of making sense isn't going to be the same as mine.
Absolutely.
And also I have to make that decision for myself because I know what I need to do than trying to show off what I have to other people.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I talk about it with people, what is most important to you? Because for some people, certain things are more important than others, and that's totally fine. So as we break down what are their priorities, what is most beneficial financially, we typically will come, they will answer their own question. I'll just kind of work through it with them. And they're like, oh yeah, it looks like this is the best choice. You know, and that way, because I think a lot of people say, oh, you're a realtor. Of course you're going to say that you should always buy a home. No, it's
doesn't make sense. Yeah, no.
It depends on the situation and the circumstances, because sometimes it does not make sense.
Correct.
Sometimes it makes sense to buy a little tiny house, not tiny house, but you know, something small, maybe a condo, a townhome, something that's modest in the short term because you're using your money to make more money elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So it really just depends.
This is true.
So I think that wraps up our time for today. We post a new episode every Wednesday. Thank you for listening and watching. You can follow us on social media.